smile with the world. We smile with the abundance all around us, which is why I had the previous image up of all the tomatoes, etc. It was simply to represent abundance that is all around us. We then mimic that abundance of nature. For instance, millions, if not more than that, millions of leaves on a tree, millions of pine needles, maybe billions of pine needles. How many flower petals are in this sunflower? How many seeds will be produced by this one sunflower? Abundance. That's how nature works. Again, as was said before, there's not just one raindrop that falls, or two or three. There's a lot of rain when it rains. So, abundance, nature works with abundance. It's a principle, it's a characteristic of our planet that there is abundance. And when we do not notice that abundance or think that there is a lack, that's usually our view. It's like looking at a desert and thinking there's no life there. Well, that's not so. There's insects, there's snakes, there's lizards, there's usually plants, and they might be fewer than in a New England forest or Colorado mountain slope. But it doesn't mean there's not life. So it's about how we look at it. What do we notice? What do we not notice? And we, as human beings, mimic that abundance. Look around the room you're sitting in right now. Maybe you have multiple books or a bookshelf or more than one bookshelf. Maybe you have photographs. How many pieces of furniture are there? Include the rugs on the floor. Include the lamp. Include the coaster for your teacup. Include the pens or pencils that might be strewn all over the place and boxes of tissues. So include. We mimic abundance. And we do that because abundance is a habit of consciousness for a human being. Why? Because it's what we see around us, it's what we have eaten from for millions and millions of years. It's what we have witnessed as the seasons change. There isn't one season in the year. There's multiple, no matter where you live. There isn't one bird in the yard or flying through the sky. There's multiple through any given period of time. So we mimic abundance because abundance is what we've witnessed and experienced and participated in and been supported by since time immemorial. We mimic it in our refrigerator. We mimic it in how we turn on our water faucet. We mimic it in our closets. Look around your room also and see how many different patterns there are and how many things are patterned. All, of course, because they're in your room, you've chosen. human beings do pattern because nature does pattern. We're trying to mimic the patterns we see in nature. So, pattern is a habit of consciousness. Now, these two habits of consciousness, abundance and pattern, usually go quite taken for granted. Which is why, if there's not three cans of soup in the pantry, we think we need to go to the store and get another one. Three cans of tuna fish. Or whatever example you'd use. There's a pattern recognition there of what for each of us in our minds is less than adequate. That's a pattern. Just like in each of our minds, what is abundance is a pattern. What is adequate is a pattern. And then the action that goes with that. That's a pattern too, because nature and the nature of our mind as well, the nature of our emotions, they're all active. Nature itself is active. And all of our constituent aspects, mind, body, our energy, our emotions, they're all active. They're no different than a garden. We have our own personal garden. And of course, our house or our apartment is the same. It's our personal garden. Now, I want to begin this way, first off, because of prajna. To look correctly, to perceive ever more correctly, more truly. So did we ha how many times have you considered the idea of abundance? And how many ways, if you have, excellent, excellent, I bow to you. How many ways have you considered that? There's limitless ways to consider it. There's limitless examples of it. Have we looked at the habits of consciousness, just the two mentioned, pattern, and how we look at abundance or lack? To what extent have we examined that? Have we examined that by looking at our room, our house, our possessions, etc., and seeing this mimicry of the natural environment that as a human being, we are attempting. All animals do, and I'm not really in the camp that we're an animal, but it seems that all sentient beings try to mimic the greater sphere and greater, I don't know, causes and conditions that nature presents. So first and foremost, it's about prajna, because that's what we're working with. Trying to cultivate, open ourselves to the prajna that is natural within us, and that we are by nature of being awareness embodied. Always remember that, my friends. You are awareness embodied. You are not a body. I'm not even sure if we're a person, but we are awareness embodied. And if we question that, all we have to do is open our eyes and say, oh, right, that I see something and it has, I cognize it as a something. That's awareness. It can be exalted awareness, it can be purified awareness, but it's awareness. The second reason, and the bulk of our meditation, will be that today in America is Election Day. And to a large extent, that election is going to be determined by whether a human being in America, how they live the patterns of consciousness of abundance and lack and pattern recognition. That's what it's going to come down to. Let's contemplate that for a minute. Even from the point of view of how you voted, if you early voted already. Abundance and lack, and pattern recognition. Even if a person is going to be able to vote, how easy that is going to be or difficult. If their vote will be challenged in any way or readily accepted, is going to come down to these two considerations: abundance and lack, number one, and pattern recognition. So let us work with the abundance of the radiating heart and the pure clarity, luminous and bright, of the radiating awareness mind. Smile, breathe, and sense both as fully operative and active within you. Radiating heart, open and inclusive, expansive and outreaching, abundant in every way. and add and support simultaneity in the luminous, radiant clarity of awareness itself, of knowing, and of perceiving widely, broadly, and therefore more correctly to the radiant clarity of awareness mind. And just as each of us is right now sitting in a field of expansion, inclusion, radiant heart, and radiant, luminous, pure mind radiating out. That radiance can resonate with all beings and certainly fellow citizens of the United States. As we bask in this already self-present, presence and radiance, not generated by the ego, generated by pure beingness, pure awareness that is already equanimous, compassionate, and true. Abundant in every way, of course. Limitless in every way. As we bask in this, then we also radiate out these qualities in our local environment. People resonate with them in the ways that they will, but feel also the peace, the gentleness that you are experiencing. And so maybe, and let us trust that this quality will also be present through the day, arise in everyone, make this day smooth. Accommodating, gentle, and no matter what comes your way today, whether it has to do with the election or not, no matter what it is, pause. Don't immediately react. Pause. Breathe. Touch into your heart. Touch into the clarity and luminous presence that you are of heart mind. Live from prajna, radiated into your environment, your neighborhood, your country, the world. smile and smile into our world and our nation, our neighborhood. Smiling to polling places and the workers that work there. Just smile like this sunflower on our screen is smiling. And smile with prajna. Prajna includes seeing things correctly, yes, but it includes inclusion itself, expansion itself, radiance, clarity, presence. We take a long, so deep breath with fellow brothers and sisters of our nation and of the world, with all of nature as well. Radiate through the day, my friends. And please pause no matter what goes on in any situation today. Pause and then respond. Be the presence that you are. Be present. Love you all. Create your day.